Israelites' victory. There was a young man named David among Saul's army. He was not supposed to join Saul's army to fight with the Israelites, but he had to be sent there only because his father wanted him to go with his other brothers, so that at the end of the war, he could return and bring the news of the other brother's health for the father. When leaving home for the battlefront, David took with him the sling with which he usually fought disturbing animals and directed the sheep as well as his brother's food. On the way, he picked up some pieces of stone and took them with him too. When he reached the battlefield, he heard the soldiers talking about Goliath's bravery, courage, and his challenging victories. They were overestimating him in a way that David couldn't help going to them. There he said, "Why are you so much afraid of Goliath's attack and talking this high of him? By God, if I see him, I shall kill him immediately." His words were spread until Saul also heard them and called him to his presence. When he was brought to Saul, he asked David, "How do you know you're powerful enough to fight this bold man? How have you examined yourself and become so certain? What fighting experiences have you got?" David replied, "I think I can beat him, for I have recently killed a lion, which attacked my father's sheep cattle. There was a bear accompanying it, which I also managed to cut its head off." Saul, hearing this, agreed to let them fight. The next morning, the two enemies stood against each other, and so David said, "Who is this Goliath? Show him to me." The moment he saw Goliath, he put a piece of stone into his sling, aimed it at Goliath's forehead, and threw the stone. It hit Goliath in the head, and his second and third sling shots following the first killed him at once. David then ordered to attack Goliath's army. They soon defeated them, and thus David's fame was gradually overspread, and finally Israelites supporting Saul elected him to be their king and commander of the army. God also appointed him to be his prophet and granted him a pious son such as Solomon with a sweet and attractive voice, art of making armors, wonderful physical power, strong sovereignty and rulership, wisdom and knowledge, art of oratory, and the power to mash iron in hand and conquer mountains, as well as the knowledge of birds